a pleasant good morning, Turks and Caicos. Another Saturday morning in the country where life is at its best. I'm Edgar Howell, your host in Everything Education, and with me
is Kevin Baxter. Good morning, Turks and Caicos. Good morning, Sir Ed. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm well. You got a new pair of glasses.
Yes, yes. I buy them in the dozens, you see.
Because I have big eyes. You buy them in the dozens?
Yes, sir.
Because what?
I have big eyes.
And no, people don't buy glasses because of the size of their eyes. They buy glasses because they want to see.
Or they break them the regular.
Yeah, that happens.
Am I talking to somebody?
I have a couple of pairs. One in the car, one in the office.
Yes.
Yeah. I just have them all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because kind of roll over and sleep on them and find my handle broken. Listeners, good morning. It's a pleasant good
it is
morning.
Indeed.
It's good to be in your company.
You said something earlier.
What did I say?
What did you say?
About what?
I'm waking up in Turks and Caicos where...
No, I said it's the best place.
The best place.
Yeah.
Because there's no other place.
Well, there are other places.
But there's no other place.
If you're waking up in the Turks and Caicos, yeah. Oh God.
It is paradise.
The only thing to compare is paradise.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Have you been to paradise?
I'm not rushing. I will go there at some point, I hope.
I've been to paradise, but I'm waking up in paradise.
Right,
so this is what paradise looks like.
Yeah. Until the paradise.
Until.
Come. Yeah.
We are in no hurry to get there.
Yeah. Getting there. good morning.
Yes.
I want to say a pleasant good morning to a couple people.
A couple people.
I met a lady in the food store one morning, and she greeted me well. And I'm saying, good morning, lady. I think you know who you are. I'm not calling any names this morning,
lest
I get myself in trouble. Yeah. Special people?
I am going to go through my list.
I want to say good morning to Mildred Welcome.
Yes.
I want to say good morning to Judith Ewing.
She's on my
list. I want to say good morning to Dulcine Hall.
Dulcine is on my list.
Mr. Samuel Forbes, if you're listening to us with your grits and maybe this morning
some tuna.
Maybe. Good morning to you. I want to say good morning to Doreen.
Yes.
Quelch Mizik. Yeah. I hope you are sweeping or mopping or just sitting and having a cup of coffee and listening
to the soothing
Everything
voices.
Education this morning.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Adding Keisha Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha listens to us while she drives to work. Yes.
Yeah.
Jermaine Williams, Miriam Adams, Nixon Dickinson.
Yeah.
He's Ministry of Education. He's tuned in, ready to hear you sing, Sir Ed. Dara Thomas.
Is he celebrating a birthday this month?
He's not. I don't think he is.
Right.
I don't think he is. The TCIFFA, that's the Turks and Caicos Islands Football Association.
Right.
Sir Ed, I have some listeners. You know, I play some football on a Sunday morning. One of my teammates came up to me and said, Baxter, you were on radio yesterday. And I said, really? You listen to radio? He said, yes. I'm like, wow, look at that.
Mm.
And so, Sir Ed, we have to say a very special good morning to those footballers, you know.
Good morning, footballers.
I play for the whites team. It's whites against colors.
Right.
We're not going to talk about that. It's nothing racial.
No discussion this morning. Yeah. And so, for those of you who are celebrating birthdays this month, if you're celebrating this week, if you're celebrating today, we want to sing happy birthday for you. So we'll do this together.
We'll do it together.
Right. You get started.
Okay, sure.
No, wait. I'm not so sure I want you to get started.
What do you mean?
Let me start and you come in.
All right, then.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Kevin, you've been practicing.
I have.
So for those of you who are celebrating, a happy birthday to you.
Yes.
I trust that you have yourself a wonderful time.
Yep.
We ask for cake.
And ice cream.
I don't care about the ice cream. I will do with some colored drink.
Yeah, the little alcohol content. Okay. Well, there we go. Sir Ed, you have a fun fact.
I do. Listeners, I have something interesting for you this morning. And I want you to try it. Listen to me, and then I want you to try it. You can't hum while holding your nose.
So
start humming.
This is it now, listeners.
You can't hum while holding your nose.
Mm.
It's the truth. You can't.
No humming there. No humming there.
You can hum without holding your nose, and once you hold your nose, you can't. Try that in the choir.
Okay, so the sound, the air comes through your nostrils.
You need it, in order to be able to get the sound out.
That sounds like a special.
Special.
Need.
By talking about special, we have some special people
indeed.
In the room this
indeed.
Morning.
Indeed.
It's good to have Something's probably wrong with this. We
What's wrong?
Almost always have females in the room.
Almost always, because it is by design.
They are so attractive. Oh.
Yes, yeah. Yes, we thrive in the company of beauty. Okay. And exceptional beauty is what we have in studio this morning, listeners.
Exceptional.
Exceptional beauty.
There you go,
beauty.
These big words again.
Oh, Lord. Sir, Ed, words fail
Let's
me.
Let's introduce them, Kevin, lest we run out of time and can't even get a conversation going.
We'll bring them back. Listeners, we have in studio this morning with us, illuminating our space, Dr. Anya Malcolm Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Everything Education, Doc.
Good morning, Turks and Caicos.
No stranger to Everything Education.
No stranger
at all. No. Neither is the other lady, LaShonda Skippings. Oh, look at that smile. Is
Good morning, Turks and Caicos.
Oh. We need to be on television when we're interviewing these two ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes,
that the listeners can get to actually see them.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We the radiance just envelopes the room.
Unless we can't get them back, I think we better be careful.
Mm-hmm.
The husbands might be listening.
Yes, yes, yeah. We have to.
Significant others.
Yeah, Mr. Gibbs.
No, you can't go this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Gibbs. We're going to take good care of them. No worry. Of course, Dr. Gibbs is the director for the Special Education Needs Department, and LaShonda is, of course, the coordinator of assessments. And, Sir Ed, the last time we had these wonderful ladies with us, it would have been almost been a year,
a
you
year.
Know.
Yeah.
Wow.
The last time we were observing special needs, special education needs month.
November 2024. It means that we're doing something well, you know, because they're back with us another year.
Oh, yeah. Without hesitation.
Without hindrance. Mm-hmm. Welcome. What was for breakfast the last time? Let me see if I can remember. Doc, what did you prepare for us the last time?
She didn't prepare.
She didn't.
Took her family out for breakfast.
Okay. That's what she did. LaShonda was the one that did something at home. LaShonda, what did you prep for breakfast last?
Grits and steam, my dog.
There we go. I knew I remember some grits in there. Was it the same this morning?
Same this morning.
A year later. Yeah, boy. Sounds
I
like
have
every
11-year-old that wants grits every weekend.
Oh, yeah?
If he could do it every day through the week, he would as well.
Is that your good cooking, or is that just a love for grits?
It's a love for grits, but I'd like to say it's my good cooking as well.
It could
be a combination of both.
Good combo. Doc, where are we going this morning? Because we are with you wherever you goeth, we will go.
Wherever it is that we have to go.
What an honor.
Enjoying some good breakfast, some good things of cake.
No breakfast.
What are we doing this? We're doing brunch?
Me? Yes, brunch.
Brunch. Sorry, Ed, we're doing brunch.
Yeah, that's fine.
Brunch. Yeah,
I can live with that.
Absolutely.
By then, my coffee would be finished.
Yes.
And I'd be hungry enough for something.
Listeners, we're talking special education needs. Well, special education month. The month of November is, and Sir Ed, it's very apt that we take time out to speak to the individuals who really make it happen here in the Turks and Caicos Islands. Mm-hmm. There has been tremendous strides taken within the department. I remember from the last time we spoke to Doc and Ms. Skippings, you know, I personally could see the evidence of their work. I remember Doc telling us that it was a very small team, but quite an impactful team. Had the opportunity, Sir Ed, to interact with the SNAP Center during the year, and the possibilities that you know you see and what these individuals bring to the fore, especially for my case in skills and vocational education, where we focus on life skills and equipping persons for life. You know, it's testament to the work being done within the department. And so, ladies, we thank you from a grateful nation for the work that you've done in the special education needs space.
The work that they've done, the work that they continue to do, because I think as we listen to Doc this morning, you're going to hear about some of the things that are happening.
Yes.
And listeners, I trust that each of you listening in this morning would remember the conversation, because as challenging as it is for the amount of work that has been done, there are still people across TCI who are saying we're doing nothing. So we want you to pay attention. And if you don't believe us, find the social media pages, make the telephone calls, get the help that you need, because there is a service being offered across the TCI. And if you have a child or you know of someone who needs to access a particular service, please make the telephone call and get the information. So let's get into why this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so November is here. I'm sure last year you told us the theme. Do not ask me. Don't quiz me what the theme was last year. But this year is a new year. Tell us what the theme is that you're celebrating under that.
So, yes. November, of course, is Special Education Month. And a little secret here. We were piggybacking off of the Department of Education's theme.
Oh.
You know, their theme is where parents lead.
Children succeed. Yes,
so it's okay, how can we twist that a little bit from our point of view? And we came up with Partners in Progress, strengthening special education together. And so that highlights the role that the educators play and the parents play.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our department plays. No one can do it by themselves. It is a team effort. And so that theme that we chose for this month sort of solidifies that.
Mm-hmm.
When we all can come together, everyone, you know, do their part as a collective, we strengthen special education.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are as a department this month.
Partners in Progress. I like it, Sir Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's testament to what's required.
Mm-hmm.
The special education needs department can't do it alone.
Mm.
They indeed need the support of other critical stakeholders.
Yes.
Each, of course, well, in the department's case, where parents lead,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure there are instances where in the special education arena, you need the support, the parental support and parental guidance.
That's our biggest stakeholder, first of all. Yes, parents.
Yeah. So you must have a slate of activities lined up for the month.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us about that?
Yes, and so we have already started. Mm-hmm. Of course, in addition to this interview, we have a number of social media interviews, I would say, that will be coming up. But just this past week, we were in Grand Turk to officially get the month started. We teamed up with the Special Education Resource Room teachers from the two public primary schools and the public high school there, Una Glinton, Eliza Simons, and HJ, where we hosted this event we call Paint and Connect.
Mm-hmm.
And so we invited all the students of those classrooms and their parents. Mm-hmm. And it was a requirement for each child to have a parent there. And let me tell you, we had to go get more chairs and tables out, because they came and they showed up on behalf of their children. And, you know, together we all painted Christmas
ornaments,
the little round circular ones. Mm-hmm. You can do whatever you want with it. And we had a ball, actually. It was really good to just be there engaging with everyone, having our little side conversations sometimes, too. We had the PS of Education show up for us as well, all of our teachers, some staff from the ministry. And we all engage. And so that set the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Partners in Progress. And hopefully that sort of signifies what is to come for the rest of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yesterday we hosted our very first inter-high school speech competition.
Okay.
Now, last year we would have done a debate competition. Mm-hmm. This year we wanted to change it up a little bit. We decided to do a speech competition. And Clement Howell successfully, they came first in that event. And second place went to Raymond Gardner High, and third being British Collegiate. They were exceptional. They did an awesome job. Their theme or what their topic focused on, how can our students, our youth, be advocates for the future for our special education or special needs children. And so they did a wonderful job, and we do look forward to having that event. Like I told them yesterday, the first Friday of every month is dedicated to some inter-high. It's either going to be a debate or a speech competition, but we will always include the youth because, you know, they are our future.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be relying on them to pave the way, you know, when it comes to inclusion, showing persons with disability, showing them respect, having them feel seen, having them feel included, like I said. Our youth, they will have to set the pace for that because they are the future, and so we want to always include them, get them involved in the topic, allow them to do their research and see where they fit in, and pushing special education. Right.
And that in inclusion is not specific to children with special needs. It's any high school student can participate in the speech.
Yes, any high school student.
And I noticed from yesterday that you actually, special needs is not gender specific, but you did have two males presenting.
Yes.
That was really good.
Yes.
To hear them presenting on their own ideas about approaches to how we serve and meet the needs of people living here with special needs. So kudos for that.
And they all did a fantastic job, like I said. Yep. And then for the remainder of the month, we have a number of activities at the various schools on the various islands. But of course, our main event would be on November 20th. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to our second annual special education conference. This year is much different than last year. We are introducing for the very first time a resource fair in the afternoon of that same day. And it's going to be held at Gustavus, Lyburn Sports Complex, and Providenciales starting at 9:30. And then at 1:30, we'll have the expo or the resource fair. And what we're doing, we invited a number of departments, a number of medical organizations, behavioral organizations across Providenciales to come on out. Mm-hmm. And each one will have a booth where they would present to parents, educators, whoever will be there, on the resources and exactly what services that they provide to special needs families. Mm-hmm. Okay, for example, you'll have the Department of Welfare, you'll have the Mental Health Department, Grace Bay Medical. We will have a number of organizations. I don't want to start calling names and then forget a lot of them. But it's going to be about 13 of them present, including our department, so that we can bring the information to the parents. It can be a one-stop shop. You can find out what pediatricians are doing, who has neurologists, who has psychologists, who has behavioral therapists, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So parents can find out exactly what resources are there, what services are there, and, of course, what the government is doing to assist these families.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very critical story. Because when I heard resource fair, my mind went somewhere else. But when you positioned it in terms of one-stop shop where individuals can come to and be aware, see those services and see how they can access pretty much these services. I think that's a brilliant idea.
It is. And it goes back to something that I said earlier on about people making the charge that we are not catering to. And so you're answering that through 13 establishments or organizations that are here, offering services. It could be that some people just don't know. Maybe they're not accessing the information correctly. And so this is an opportunity for them to know. Now, my question to you is, you did that nice, lovely paint and parent exercise in the nation's capital.
Yes.
And now you're hosting the second annual conference on Providenciales. And I remember last year, I think we were at Brayton Hall.
For our conference,
yeah. Yeah, I remember that because the lady who did the keynote speaker, we had a couple speakers, but there was this one person who presented, and I really connected with what she had to share. How is the rest of the country going to participate in this grand conference that you're hosting, where you're bringing together partners to talk about the services that they offer?
Well, of course, our event will be hosted live on Facebook, on Turks and Caicos government's page, so everyone will have access to it.
Doc, is that a reason for people on Provo to stay home then? Since
no, we want them to come out and engage. The registration is filling up. The more we talk about it, the more we get the word out there. We have quite a good interest in the event. And so we're looking forward to it.
So listeners, if you have not registered as yet, whether you live on Provo or not, you're inviting everybody to register.
Yes, you can register.
Right. We're encouraging you to register. You can get the information from Dr. Malcolm or Ms.
Or on our Facebook and Instagram pages.
Right. Okay. So go there and find the information. Register. You're going to have access to a lot of information that I think you can take advantage of. And then if you can't get their telephone there are numbers that you can call. Speak to one of them and get involved. Yeah.
Yes. And then, of course, another event, well, something that we have been doing since September, and we're very proud of it, our parent training night. And it's now a virtual series. And this was born, I guess, from last year, Special Education Month, where we actually went around to every island doing a parent night.
I remember that.
And the difficulty with that is not everyone has the same resources, of course. Not everyone can come out and leave their child at home.
Yes,
and the bigger places such as North Caicos and Middle, being able to come out. And we're saying, okay, how can we get this information to them? At the same time, across the islands. And it's like, okay, let's try this virtual way. And so we tried it in September. We invited a licensed clinical psychologist from Maryland who also conducts our neuropsychological assessments. She's available, and she decided to be our first speaker, where she talked about diagnosis, and the big thing for us is acceptance. Because a lot of times we provide these reports. That's what our expert here, Mr. Shunda, does, of course. We get them assessed. She gets them their report, and then they're like, okay, well, what happens next? Some parents aren't really accepting of that new diagnosis. So we said we need the psychologist to come in to be able to say, this is what to expect. This is what this report is saying. Where do we go from here, right? And so we had such a huge turnout, we decided to say, let's make this monthly. And last month, we had our very own Christina Joseph, our behavioral therapist, coming in and talking more about behavioral strategies. And surprisingly, you have parents who do not have special needs children also logging in. Yes, because it's about engaging parents. And it doesn't have to be specific to special needs. We can all benefit from improvements and behavioral strategies. I know I was tuning in and taking notes for my children. And so this month, we now invited Ms. Lakeisha Wilson, the nutritionist. Coming out of those first two sessions, a lot of time we see this question about nutrition. My child is a picky eater. They don't want to eat certain foods. How can I get them to eat healthy foods? And so I said, you know what? Let's get the expert in here for that. And so on the 18th of this month, of course, on Teams, there's a link that will be shared all over social media. Join in, ask questions. I think we have gone to a place, and I'll let Ms. LaShonda come in here because she actually hosts our our parent training nights every month. I volunteered her.
Okay. And she has accepted willingly.
She's accepted.
Sounds like it was voluntold.
We are a team, and she's exceptional. I don't know where our department will be without her, to be honest with you. She jumped right in and she said, okay, let's go. So she can tell you, we became like a family now. We look forward to the same parents showing up, questions. We all can learn. We all are parents. Mr. Shanda, how you want to join in on that one?
We've also had teachers and principals join as well. Our very own deputy PS has joined as well. More than one occasion, he's joined and shared how insightful it was. We've had children. We noticed that at the end of one session, a child was asking a question.
Wow.
So that was awesome because while their parents were tuned in, they were tuned in and they wanted to ask questions as well. So it has been powerful, and we're looking forward to continuing it.
Kevin, I want to encourage every listener to log in to the sessions. I found it to be extremely instructive. When I heard about the first one that was being organized, I made sure to log in. The director made sure to send me the link, and she even called me. We're online, so
yes,
I got in. Yeah, I got in and enjoyed the conversation with the presentation. And what amazed me was the level of questions that came after from parents. One parent in particular asked a number of questions, and I think she showed up
at the
ministry a couple of days later to get
additional
information.
So
and the link is easy to share. Once you have it, you can share it with your friends or anybody who you believe should be listening to it. And as Doc said,
and it's the same link every month.
Yeah, it's not necessarily targeted for parents with mm-hmm. children with special needs or, mm-hmm. or family, mm-hmm. all of us could mm-hmm. do well yeah. with the information. Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's what I saw the first time that I logged in, and I've been excited to log in again. The mm-hmm. second round, I didn't pay as much attention as I should have because I was doing some other things. Okay. Confession, good for the soul.
Yeah.
It heals.
It does.
Yeah. So, listeners, make sure to get the link for the 18th, the evening of the 18th. Log in. Mm-hmm. I think we do about an hour and a little bit, depending on how the questions go.
Two hours
yeah. the most. Okay. And so, it's learning. It's a safe space where you can share what's going on and have the experts answer. You said Ms. Wilson, the nutritionist, will be the yes. key mm-hmm. presenter this time.
I'm looking forward mm-hmm. to that.
Yeah, and so it's a lot to learn. So, mm-hmm. I'm inviting all of you listeners to log in, tune in, log yeah. on mm-hmm. for that particular yeah. session. Go ahead, Doc.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's one of our main events, like I mentioned. We have a number of other events in, of course, South Caicos, North Caicos, mm-hmm. Throughout the month at the various special education resource rooms. For example, on the 19th, we'll be in South Caicos for a parent workshop. Mm-hmm. On the 13th, I'm going backtracking here. This very special parent workshop being hosted at Osita Jolly, and they have Ms. Maxia Williams, who's a behavioral therapist, who will be offering behavioral strategies as well. Mm. But what I like about what we're doing this month is we're allowing every special education teacher to join in, host the event. Of course, our team is here to provide support, resource, whatever they need. Getting the word out there and engaging those parents on a more personal level. Mm. And, of course, the wider community.
Doc, this might seem like an obvious question, but why an entire month of activities?
Because I believe that we as a department and, of course, our children who is, you know, they're at the forefront of what we do and why we do it, I guess, they're special. And because they're so special, we can't just limit it down to one day mm. or one week. Mm. Why not a month? Why not the entire year? But, mm. you know, until mm. then, mm. We want to just celebrate. It's about celebrating our differences and seeing, you know, where we are as a country. What are we doing to promote it, to improve their conditions, their living conditions, how they function, their school conditions, that sort of thing. And so to just put a spotlight on special education and just sort of carve out our special time, our special month to mm-hmm. highlight and celebrate mm-hmm. special education, special needs, mm-hmm. neurodiversity, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I know that I've mentioned this, and this is the third time that I'm mentioning it, the people who would say we're doing nothing. Mm-hmm. You haven't done probably a physical survey, but if you mm-hmm. were to, what would be your estimation mm-hmm. of the service that you're offering and how people are engaging with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, for what I have seen, and of course, no, we don't have a survey as yet, and it's something that we're working on, from just our verbal feedback, I believe the parents, the families that we do offer service or who engage in our services, they are happy. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of requests for more
certainly.
Services.
Yes.
And of course, that's going to be our limitation because as the numbers increase and we're trying to sort of do as much as we can without stretching ourselves too, you know, thin, it's always going to be requests for more services and, you know, more contact with our specialists or our therapists. But because this is a community that we're focusing on and trying to help as many children as we can, we have to sort of spread it out a little bit, mm-hmm. spread the love mm-hmm. to ensure that Grand Turk is feeling something, North Cake is, South Cake is, and of course, Provincial is where the bulk of our clients are. We just ask the parents, ask the community to sort of bear with us as well as help as they
yes,
can
yes.
so that they feel what we are doing mm. as a department.
Mm. And certainly your theme, Partners in Progress.
Yes.
You're able to do more mm-hmm. as we make linkages
yes.
with the
yes.
other agencies in the country
yes.
offering
yes.
services that would matter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm also keyed in on the impact because mm-hmm. when I listen to Doc and Lashonda speak about the response, the uptick in response, that tells me that it gives an indication of the level of work that's being done by the department, the impact that it's having, because persons are responding. When you tell me you have a webinar or a session for 2 hours, I'm not expecting two hours. And the engagement for 2 hours, that is really a telltale sign of just how much of an impact I believe the department is having. So. Yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And that's what we'd want. We have a minister who talks about being intentional.
Yes. Every day. Intentional.
So the department is being intentional. Well, I think we're nearing that time where we have the word of the week. And you normally do this thing.
Yeah? The word of the week is brought to you by the Special Education Needs Department and LaShonda.
Well,
it's Dr. Who do we have?
We have two words.
We have two,
we have two words.
You're blessed
but
with
I've been
two words.
Hearing, I've been hearing my word bounce about all morning.
Okay.
That's remind awesome. Us. My word is exceptional. So exceptional means deviating from the norm.
Okay. Mm.
And being used in a sentence, we celebrate the exceptional talents and abilities of our children.
Exceptional.
Of all our children.
Exceptional of all our children.
Right. That is so
cute. And my word, neurodiverse. It's fitting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Neurodiverse means having or relating to brain function that is not neurotypical or what we deem as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And in a sentence, the Special Education Needs Services Department are finding ways to help neurodiverse individuals adapt to conventional environments.
I love it.
They're meeting your needs, Kevin.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
And I'm in a good
and my
place.
Needs. Yeah. Well, listeners, there you've had it. We've had a beautiful conversation.
Yes.
I trust that you enjoyed listening to Dr. Gibbs and to Ms. Skippings.
Absolutely.
As we talked about Special Education Needs Month and all of the activities that are happening
exciting
this month. We are encouraging all of you to engage in the activities, the conference that's coming up, the parent evening on the 18th, I think I remember, and the other activities happening on North and on South Caicos during the month. Please engage with your school, wherever your child is receiving services, also engage. And if you can't find social media, get a telephone number. I'm sure Ms. Skippings and Dr. Gibbs will be willing to answer. So that's the day.
Yeah, let's go get brunch.
We're running off to brunch with Dr. Gibbs.
Yes.
I'm Edgar Howell.
We're taking LaShonda with us.
LaShonda's going with us. Of course. I'm Edgar Howell, your host.
And I'm Kevin Baxter. Join us again for another exciting and informative program heard only on RTC.